Couple years down the road, it's late on a Saturday in the Velveeta room. You're closing up shop. It's busy on 6th Street, like all of downtown. It's just one of those busy nights, right? Where it's hard to
Yeah.
get around and nobody's patient, right? Everybody's in a hurry, right? It's an annoying, just one of those nights that's like, even it's always annoying to like drive around down there,
Yeah.
especially when it's like busy, but it's like particularly annoying tonight.
Yeah. So like I'm leaving work or
Yeah, you're leaving work, you're driving home. You kind of think like, you have your normal route that takes you right by the interstate, but then you think like, oh, maybe I could kind of like hit a surface street and get home a little faster because traffic looks backed up or whatever. Plus, it'll give you an opportunity to swing by a Whataburger on your way home, and that's never a bad thing.
never.
So you think that to yourself, a little smile comes over your fucking face. You call it the hungry boy route.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Just me going
So
to.
there's like the highway, there's the highway route when it's like, I want to get home. That's the tired route, or it's like the shit or piss route. It's like, I want to get home as fast as possible,
Yeah.
But the hungry boy route is instead of going on the highway, you take some surface streets in the opposite direction, right? And it takes you past a Whataburger, a Taco Bell, a McDonald's, a Jack in the Box. It takes you past like several restaurants.
Wow.
And so on nights when you're a hungry boy, you'll take that route.
Okay.
I mean, you might stop off at a Wendy's for a double stack, and then you're gonna go to the Whataburger for a honey butter chicken biscuit.
Oh, so I'm hitting up like several. I'm hitting up several
Yeah.
different.
Oh.
Oh
Oh,
man.
yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh man, that
That's the
is
hungry boy route, man.
the hungry boy route is kind of a bummer.
Oh, it's not, it's certainly
That
not
is so
good,
sad. Yeah.
but
Fuck, it's such a happy name, but it means something terrible.
I mean, you might think that, but I promise you, every single time you've gone home on the Hungry Boy route, you've gone to sleep with a smile on your fucking face. I promise you that, brother.
Right, I'm smiling a lot. That's cool.
So you go through the Hungry Boy route, you hit up five different locations for a little sampler, a little the Pat Dean sampler. You're like driving home, right? Again, just like a busy night. All your wait times are long, right? It basically takes you like an hour to get through all the drive-throughs that you're going through. You got a little thermal bag in your car so everything stays nice and hot.
Oh man.
You're prepared, You're prepared to take the hungry boy route any night of the week, right?
Yeah.
And you think, if I'm going to be doing this a lot, I should at least make an effort to like keep my food hot. So you got a little thermal bag installed in the passenger seat. You got it wired up to the battery. It's
What?
cooking in there. Yeah. Oh yeah. You got power to
Oh
it. It keeps
my God.
everything warm,
Oh. So the
right?
Hungry Boy route has become like a well-traveled route, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's like every time you do it, you think of like what it must have felt like the first time like the pioneers like left like St. Louis. That was like the furthest point west. And
Yeah.
then they came back and like would sell, furs or whatever. And then the second time they left and they saw the trail that they had blazed laid out before them, and they thought, it's going to be better this time.
Yeah.
You think that same thing the moment you turn right out of your parking garage instead of left. Because you turn right onto the Hungry Boy route and you feel like a fucking pilgrim, right? You feel like somebody who is striking out into unfamiliar territory, into unfamiliar territory, yet on a familiar path.
Yeah. Fuck.
So you've got that thermal bag ranked up, right? It is full, right? You got five different bags in there. You get your hand on top of the bag, feeling the heat resonate against your palm. If you hold it there too long, it gets a little too hot. And you just like to hold it there just a little past discomfort. Just a couple of beats into a stinging pain.
Oh my God.
Because you do feel guilty for taking the hungry boy path. And so this is kind of like your penance.
Oh
you
my
know?
God. That is really upsetting to hear. So I'm
Yeah.
eating so much fast food that I have installed a thermal heater to keep the food warm, and I'm punishing myself with it too. That
I mean,
is
I guess you could look
really,
at it that way.
yeah.
I mean, you didn't install it, but somebody did. You paid a guy to
Well,
do
that's
it,
what I
but
mean. Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, but I'm using the same thing to hurt myself. Yeah.
And
Feels like Catholic to
the
me.
guy told you, he's like, "Hey, man, this thing's putting out a lot of heat. Like, you got to be really careful. This will burn you." And when he said that to you,
Yeah.
you kind of like looked up at him, and you go, "Good." And he was like freaked out. He's like, "What?" And you were like, "Huh?" You know, and you just paid him and he left.
That sucks. That
So
sucks.
yeah, you're taking the hungry boy route home.
I'm in a weird place, man. That's what that sounds like.
You're driving along again, just like a weird, busy Saturday night on the roads, right? Somebody is you're going down the street and somebody's coming the opposite way. They swerve into your lane. You like put your hand over the insulated bag and like hold it like you would brace like a child, you know? Right? And you go, "Hang on," and you hit the brakes and your car fucking skids out and you just like you
Whoa.
tear up, like you like rip
Oh
up a bunch of grass, right? You go up on the curb, right? Your car's like you just like air into this like grassy area. You leave these big ruts, right? A cop's like right near there.
wow,
He
holy
pulls up
fuck.
and he goes, he's like, "Hey, I saw everything that happened. Like, are you okay?" And you're like, Yeah, I'm okay." And he's like,
Yeah.
I'm gonna go try to like run them. Like, that person might be like inebriated, you know? Like, we gotta try to find out who that was." He's like, "Stay right here. I'm gonna send somebody by to get your statement." He
All right.
hauls ass out of there. You first thing you do, you get out of the car, right? There's no damage. You open the door. You look at the thermal bag. No crush. Like everything's still in like great shape, right? You close it back up. You don't want any of that heat to get out. You do hover your face over the bag for just a moment as the melange of all those different burgers, sandwiches, fried, deep fried things, nuggets upon nuggets, when they all kind of mix together into one scent and it comes wafting out of that bag like a fucking cartoon skunk, right? You just hold your nose over it and breathe in deep. Your eyelids flutter, your cheeks flush. A bead of sweat forms on your forehead and rolls down the tip of your nose. Falls from your nose onto a hot part of the bag and it just sizzles.
Oh, God. Oh man.
You lick your lips and you go to get back inside. Another cop shows up. He introduces himself. He says, "Hey, I heard about, what happened here." He goes, "So tell me your side of the story," right? He's got a little pen and paper out. He's like writing it down, you know.
Yeah.
You tell him you were just driving home, somebody swerved into your lane, you swerved to avoid them, and you ran up into this patch of grass, this little lawn. It's not like in a house, it's like a lot or something, you know, this piece of property. Cop kind of like takes out his phone, he takes some pictures, right? He walks around your car, he takes pictures of like the ruts and walks out into the street and takes photos of like the back of your car so they can see the angle at which you hit the curb, you know, all this shit. He goes, okay, we'll be in touch.
Okay.
He kind of like look. He looks into like the front of your car. He kind of like sticks his head in and sniffs.
Oh fuck.
He goes, somebody's gonna have a good night. He tips
yeah,
his
man.
cap to you.
Okay, good night.
Gets in his cruiser, just floors it right through a red light. There's an accident. He doesn't fucking stop. He just keeps going. So you wind up leaving, right? You go home. A couple weeks go by. You don't hear anything. You don't hear anything. You eventually get a letter in the mail from the city, and they're asking you to come to court over the property damage caused during this accident.
Okay.
So there's like a court date set, you know? So you know, it kind of makes sense, right?
Like, I'm just there to like to
somebody's
testify,
property.
basically.
Yeah, that they don't really tell you more than that. They're like,
Okay.
you've been summoned. It's like a summons, you know?
Okay.
So you show up, right? They say the city of Austin versus Pat Dean.
What?
And they show the, like, hey, your car ran up onto this lot. Your car is the one that caused the damage that's shown. And they go, look, you didn't just run up on any random lot or, you know, just a piece of property owned by the city. They go, this property is special. They go, it's owned by a trust that's managed out of New York. And this property has to be taken care of and has to be well manicured. It can't look like this. They go, this property's been a thorn in the side of Austin, Texas for years. And as long as we take care of it, everything's okay. So we can't have your fucking tires.
That wasn't my fault.
Running. And they go, look. And the lawyer, he walks over to the judge. He goes, what more is there to see, judge? He shows the pictures. He goes, this is Mr. Dean's vehicle. These are the ruts. He admitted to it on scene.
I didn't know I needed a
he's
lawyer.
He's got to take care of this.
This is
What's
so
that?
Fucked. So I don't even have a lawyer with me. I'm just representing myself.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You didn't
Fuck.
Bring a lawyer.
I guess I just showed up. Damn it. All right.
Yeah.
So I didn't kind of ambush. The cop will back me up. He saw everything.
They go, yeah, that officer is no longer alive.
What the fuck? What happened?
Yeah. They say, you know, it's kind of funny. He was driving down like he was driving around in Hill Country, and say we know where his last GPS ping was, but he and his car have never been found.
Okay, well, that's all right. Well, what about the other cop?
Because this is the only cop. He's the one who wrote the ticket. You know, the other guy just showed up. He had to go find that person. You know,
damn it.
He didn't file a report. He didn't do anything.
Damn it. All right. Well,
they go, look, the judge goes, we understand there are conflicting reports here. He goes, I'm not going to fine you. I'm not going to force you to pay anything. He goes, all you got to do is repair those ruts. You got to make sure this place is in tip top shape for 6 months.
This is such bullshit. 6 months.
He says, 6 months, Mr. Dean. And he goes, you're lucky it's not longer. He
what
bangs the gavel.
Holy fuck. And no rep. That's there. I don't have a counsel. I have a right to a counsel. I know I do.
He
this
look.
Is
you
so
say
fucked.
That, and he goes, he's like, I've already banged the gavel, man.
This is so fucked.
He goes, you
All
should
right.
have said something beforehand. It's not my job to babysit you.
All right. Fuck. All right. So what do I do now?
So the next day you get a letter in the mail from the trust that owns the piece of property. They say, it says, dear Mr. Dean, we're sorry to hear about your loss in court, even though it helps us plenty.
What the fuck?
They say, this piece of property has been the site of like horrific accidents in the history of Austin, right? Like one time there was a football team back in the 70s where they were like undefeated, right? They were going to play in the national championship game, and the night before, like whenever the decision was made of like what teams were playing, this guy was like stumbling around, and he walked into that fucking lot and he broke his ankle, right? And they lost the game, right? Several years later, there was a promising filmmaker who wanted to get a specific shot of like an old building that was like across the street, right? They just kind of walked onto the lot, not thinking anything of it. They set up like a tripod for their camera.
Who's the director?
His name was Marco Tomlinson.
Marco Tomlinson.
Yeah. He was studying film at UT, and he was making, it's like a student film or whatever, and he wanted to get a shot of this specific building from this angle. And he thought, hey, it's just an open lot. They put the fucking tripod down, right? The cameraman like put his hand to the camera and was just electrocuted to death, right?
Jeez.
Marco, like, it was like his best friend. He was like his like
Oh, whoa.
cinematographer, right? They had like always wanted to make movies together. He never made movies again. Yeah,
Fuck.
he worked at a bookstore until his 40s, and then just like left town forever. So yeah, like a lot of like bad shit has happened on this property, right?
Yeah.
So they say, you just have to basically like the area that you damaged with your tires where there's like ruts there, you just have to, flatten those out. You have to regrow the seed, you have to regrow the grass, and just over the next 6 months, just make sure that this piece of lawn is maintained and mowed and like that nobody's on it. Right? They're like, we can't be like responsible for what happens on that property.
I have to
You
make
have
sure
to
that
take
no
care
one's
of it.
on it.
Yeah, like you got to keep people off of it.
So I have to just be there for her, like, what, like hours a day?
No, not necessarily, but you just have to like times of day when you feel like, okay, this is probably like if there were something going on, that was like in the area that you would always want to like be a presence there to like keep people off of that property,
Oh,
there
man.
was something happening. Yeah, it's just like,
This
and
is so
it's not,
much.
it's, you know, it's like not a lot, it's just like weekends,
Not a
it's a pretty
lot.
busy area with like foot traffic, yeah, but it's only 6 months, just on the weekends, right?
I work weekends.
Yeah, you tell them about it, and they're like, hey, we understand, we get it.
So what is
You gotta
that?
do what you gotta do.
So what does that mean?
It means every weekend night for the next 6 months, you're gonna be hanging out at this
Oh,
property.
no.
So you're out there, right? You got a little lawn chair, you got a nightstick. You got a big fucking flashlight. You're wearing a windbreaker. It says security on the back. You made it yourself. So you're there like every single weekend night. Your little lawn chair sitting out front. People would like try to like walk onto the grass, and you'd hit them with a flashlight. You go, no, 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 no. And they'd be like, what? And you're like, there's a sidewalk for a reason. Use it, Buster. And there were a couple times when people were like kind of aggressive back at you.
Yeah, I bet.
Right? There were two times really where it's like most of the time people were just like weirded out and freaked out by it and didn't say anything. But there were two instances where like somebody was aggressive back to you. Right?
Whoa.
First time. Like you flash your light, you're like, no, 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 no.
Wait, I say that every time, that exact.
Every single time. It sounds like a
Sure.
car that can't start. No, 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 no. And this guy like stopped like inches from the edge of the grass. And he's like, what's your fucking problem? you know, and you kind of like stand up out of your lawn chair and you go, stay off the fucking grass, man.
I say fucking.
Yeah. You pull a
All
taser from your jacket. You got your taser in your one hand and you like have like this glove that you like you flick and it like extends out,
Yeah.
you know, like opens up.
Wow. I'm taking this
It's
very
made out of
seriously.
metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, spikes on the end of it.
Holy shit. So what ended up happening?
You take a defensive posture. And he goes, all right, okay, Jesus, stay off the fucking grass. Calm down, Rambo. That's what he says to
Yeah.
you.
I
Is you have
mean,
a bandana around your head? You have a red bandana on? You're not wearing a shirt.
why am I doing this? Why would I do
Because
that?
you're in the zone, right? You're protecting this piece of property, right?
So,
Now, the second time,
yeah.
that was the first time, you know. The second time, you're sitting there on the sidewalk, you're in your fucking chair. You see these guys come walking down the sidewalk at you. And one of them like kind of like veers to like step into the grass and you hit him with the light and you go, no, 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 no. And he like stops and he kind of like looks at you and he's like, are you telling me like where I can and can't go? And the same thing, you go, stay off the grass, my friend. You step up out of your chair.
Yeah.
You feel the very familiar grip of that taser in your hand.
I pull it immediately.
You pull it immediately. This guy, again, you get into a defensive posture. This guy doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, man.
He takes like four steps towards you. He steps onto your grass, right? He kind of like gets even with you. And he's like step like walking towards you. And as he steps towards you, his knee just gives out. You hear a pop and he just falls to the ground, screaming in agony.
Oof.
And you look and you can see like bones fucking protruding from his skin. Like he's
Ah,
something is fucked up, right?
holy shit.
Yeah. Ambulance comes, they take him
Oh,
off.
wow.
As the ambulance door is closing, you hear the guy go, I don't think he's gonna make it, and then it just closes,
Oh,
right?
my God.
He died of a broken leg.
Oh, wow. God,
So kind of
both.
like it kind of like makes you like stand at attention a little bit more, you know, now that you've seen it.
Yeah, I fucking bet.
So you'd go on like again like 5.5 months. You're there. Every time you've seen a squirrel, cat, anything wander into this grass, something horrific happens. You gotta scrape the carcass from the lawn. So you've been there 5 months, 29 days. It's your last day. You are released from this chore from this day.
What an insane punishment.
It hits 11:59. You watch your clock. You got that taser in your hand, in your pocket. Your watch changes to 12. Your body relaxes. You let go of the taser and you look at the grass and you say, well, guys, it's been fun. Right?
I say that to the grass.
You say that to the grass.
Oh, man.
You pick up your lawn chair. You fold it up under your arm
Yeah.
and you start to walk away. You take a couple steps, then you hear, it was okay for us too, Patrick. You kind of stop. You look around,
Yeah.
there's nobody around you.
What the fuck?
You look back at the lawn and you see that there's like a face inside the lawn now. Right? And there's like, it's just like,
What do
It's
you
kind of like
mean?
the face. It's kind of like the face of like an old man, like an old tired man whose skin like hangs from his bones, but he's just like made out of the ground,
Okay.
right? And he says, "You're not very talkative, Patrick, but it's been nice having you around."
Have you been here this
He
entire time?
says, "Yep, and I'm never gonna be able to leave."
Holy shit.
He goes, "By now you've seen my secret. My secret is death."
What?
Right? He says, "My secret is death." And you think back and it's like, yeah, it's like everything that like wandered onto this grass like died, you know?
Yeah.
And he says, "You want to see how I do it?"
No. Not, I mean, to be honest, no, this is kind of freaking me out.
He says, "Well, if you ever need anyone to know my secret, you know where to find me." And he kind of like retreats back into the grass, and like the image of like this man is suddenly gone. So you're, a little bit of time goes by, right? You're, working the valve one night, right? It's open mic night.
Thursday.
Thursdays. This guy goes up and he like just like he's like he's one of those people who just he's like comedy attracts like a certain kind of person sometimes that just is looking for an outlet for like whatever they're feeling. And
Yeah.
you
Yeah.
know, it's not it's it's generally like not funny and it's sad and
Yeah, I know exactly.
like
Yeah.
aggressive, right? So you get one of those, right? The valve. And he goes way over his time. There's no jokes. There's just like a lot of like angry ranting. You
Yeah.
end up having to like turn the lights off, right? You turn the lights off, you cut the mic, you get on the God mic, you're like, "Hey man, that's enough. Like you gotta go, you gotta get out of here, you know."
Yeah.
He's pissed. He's screaming, "Fuck you, fuck you." Like he's just like, you know, he's just like very angry with like the whole thing of being told no, you know.
Yeah, okay.
So you leave, right? You leave the Valve that night. You take the Hungry Boy route.
Really?
Oh yeah. Any night where there's like any sort of tension, you take the Hungry Boy route.
Makes sense. Yeah, makes
Yeah.
sense.
This is you're like, this is how I'm gonna cope.
What was it?
So you
Who was that open mic comic, that crazy guy?
his name was Philip Morawski.
Philip Murawski.
Yeah.
I'm never putting
And
that guy up again.
yeah, and you don't. You know, but so you go home and you're like just kind of stressed because I have to deal with somebody like that. It's never easy. So you make your little run, right? You go to your five different drive-throughs. You got your heat bag on. It's hot. You got your hand over it. You at this point you've been doing this long enough that you're now just kind of lying to yourself. You don't even really feel the burn anymore.
Oh God, Aaron.
So you're driving home, right? You go to your last stop. You go to this Wendy's, right? You're gonna get some spicy chicken nuggets,
Oh yeah.
right? You're waiting in the in a drive-through, right? They ask you to like park in the parking lot. They're like, "Hey, we gotta cook them fresh. Sorry." They're
Yeah.
like, "We'll throw some extra ones in there, but it's gonna be a few minutes,
That's
right?"
fine. Thank you.
So you're sitting in your car. Just kind of opening that heat bag, just like, and then like pushing down on it, letting it like the scented waft right at you. You know, you're just like kind of like sweeping the smells coming from your little heat bag into your fucking nose. Every time you do it, you see the dash, like you see your window fog up a little bit.
Oh, geez. That is really hot.
It's very hot in there. So hot that you take a, you're like, you step outside, right? It's like a little too toasty. You
Yeah.
know, you're gonna just gonna stretch your legs there for a second. So you're standing there, you're on your phone. The next thing you know, you hear, "Hey, motherfucker," and it's Philip
Whoa.
Dabowski. He's like standing there in the Wendy's parking lot, right? He's got a soda in his hand. He goes, "Who made you comedy god?" And he like kind of runs at you. And you just like terrified, you just like take off running in the other
Yeah,
direction,
fuck
right? You're like
this.
running away from this guy.
Yeah.
And you're running and running. And the next thing you know, you look up ahead and you're on a little street and you see the lot. And Philip is behind you. All these things threatening to kill you, right?
Yeah. Well,
What do
guess
you do?
what? I get to do what I've always wanted to do. Let's murder one of these guys.
Yeah.
I have
So what do you do?
the number. I introduce Philip to a friend of mine in this fucking lot, and I teach him
Yeah.
the secret of death.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
how do you do it though?
I guess I drive into the lot and kind of like, well, I guess I drive, I get my car as close as I can to it and then like run like into the lot and like turn around.
So you like you see the lot, right? You're running away at the Wendy's, so you don't have your car, you're just running, right? You're running, you see the lot, and so you just like run onto the lot. And you turn around and you're kind of at the far end, and you see that he like takes a step in too. And like as he takes a step in, you see just like a hole open on a open up in the ground, and it just he just falls right in, right? You just hear him scream, "Oh fuck," right? And then you hear it at like the same. Like it stops sounding like it's going away from you, like he's falling. It's like at the same volume. You hear him like go, "Oh fuck," right? It just stays the same
Oh.
because you're also in the same hole.
What?
You stepped onto the lawn and it also swallowed you at the same time. So the two
Why?
of you are just like falling into this hole that you guys fell into, and you eventually catch up with him because you're heavier than he is, and he just beats the shit out of you while you guys are
Oh,
falling through this endless pit. He beats you to death while you're falling, and you never know what's at the bottom. You never find out. You're beaten to death while you're falling into an abyss.
why did it swallow me? I thought we were
Because
friends.
no,
He said to
because it's.
introduce him to the secret.
Yeah,
I kind of
he
thought we
was
were.
he wants to eat you too. Like he wants to eat everything.
Thought he was my friend. I thought he was gonna help me
No,
out. Fuck.
you fucking thought wrong. You ran right into his trap, and he had a. So as soon as like you guys both fell, the
Yeah.
ground like sort of closed up over top of you, and you guys
Oh.
see like you look up and like as you're screaming no, you see just like the last glimmer of like a street light. Right. And you see it just sort of like flicker and like fade out. Like the bulb burns out just before the ground closes up above it and it's total blackness. But that guy still manages to find you and he beats you to death admitting.
Well, you know what? You got no jokes, asshole. You got nothing. I just want you to know that. You got
Yeah.
nothing. Just
Yeah.
getting
You
angry on stage and screaming is not funny. It's not, that's not a joke.
know what he did got? He did got to break your fucking neck
Yeah, I mean,
right as you died.
you can't take
He
that
got to
away
take
from
your
him.
life.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Some people
Good.
say if you stand near that lot, you can still hear him falling and screaming. But you are dead silent because you are dead.
Ha 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 ha.